Hello everyone, my name is Letizia Lupini. I work in communication in the Directorate General for Financial Stability, Financial Services and Capital Markets Union of the European Commission. Today I will guide you through a new episode of the EU Finance podcast. There are a lot of things that we can do in our daily lives to protect our environment and fight climate change. We cycle to work every day to reduce pollution from cars, we try to save energy in our homes, we recycle our waste. But what if the money I invest with my bank goes into activities that do not respect the environment? Wouldn't that cancel out my personal efforts? How I make sure I invest green? Let's discover it together. More and more countries are engaged in the fight against climate change, and Europe is fully involved. The European Green Deal aims to make the EU the first climate-neutral continent by 2050, and it does so by supporting green jobs, green growth, and green investment. Let's focus on the latter, green investment. The green transition, we need dedicated investments, and we know the public money will not be enough. That is where my money can play a role. I'm here with Alain Dekkers, head of the EU Commission Asset Management Unit. Hello, Alain. Welcome to the EU Finance podcast.
Hello, Letizia. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Alain, let me start with the first question. So in your current job as head of the Asset Management Unit, and also in your previous job as head of the Corporate Reporting Unit, you've been working to bring transparency to financial market and companies. How has your job changed since the word sustainability entered this domain?
The simple answer is that it's changed a lot because until a few years ago, this was really not a key element of our work. It has been to a certain extent, but there has been a huge change since the Paris Agreement in particular, when the Commission really started to develop the work on what we call sustainable finance. First, that started in 2018 with the adoption of the first Sustainable Finance Action Plan. We also made two proposals for new legislation to put in place key building blocks to allow better information about the performance of financial products and the classification of the performance of financial products. That was then followed up in 2019 by the Green Deal, which further developed this work and has led to many other actions, including one that has very recently been agreed to require companies in general in Europe to provide better information about their performance in sustainability terms. That has just recently been agreed between the Council and the European Parliament and will be a major step, increasing the number of companies that are required to publish this kind of information, but also improving very significantly the quality and the scope of the information that they have to publish.
But what does it mean in practical terms? I mean, you talk about transparency and about disclosure information, but let's say I have some savings and I want to invest them. And I want to make sure that my money contributes, of course, to those important changes that are needed to make Europe greener. As an investor, how do I know if my investments have a positive impact on the environment? And how can I avoid those that don't?
Well, the first thing you need as an investor in order to make those decisions is information that is reliable, that is easy to understand, about the sustainability performance of financial products, and to a certain extent also about companies more generally. And that is, as I've just set out before, one of the key elements of the work we've been doing is just to provide that information. So in 2018, we proposed a regulation that was more focused on financial products to require the producers of these products to explain how their products, if they claim that their products achieved certain sustainability objectives, then to explain how that is the case, and they have to provide a range of information. And as I said before, we've just adopted a new piece of legislation to require a large number of European companies, about 50,000 companies in Europe, to produce information about their own performance too. Now, that may be relevant to investors either because investors can, on their own, decide which companies or which financial products they want to invest in. Some people, and particular large investors can do that. Many people go to their bank or to other financial advisors to get advice about which financial products are more relevant to them. And now with some new rules that will very soon enter into force, there will be a requirement also for those financial advisors to assess how a particular financial product is relevant to what we call the sustainability preferences of individual investors. And of course, that will also take into account the information that we now make available via these new pieces of legislation that I've mentioned earlier.
That's great. That sounds really good. But what I'm afraid is that I hear often about the risk of greenwashing. So who ensures that such claims, such sustainability claims, are not just exaggerated or inflated?
No, that's a very good question. We have in each country in Europe, in the EU, authorities that are responsible for supervising capital markets. And as part of this new legislation that I mentioned, they will have a responsibility to check that the information that either financial intermediaries, financial companies or financial institutions publish about their financial products, or that companies publish about their own financial performance, is accurate and reflects reality. And so that role of supervisors and that enforcement role of supervisors is an essential one to ensure that we mitigate the risks of greenwashing. We've seen some cases recently in which some European supervisors have taken action. Not going to comment about individual cases, but that is a normal part of the process. We've seen this also in other jurisdictions, in the US, for example. So that is a process which will require further work, because there are, of course, the role of individual supervisors in each country. But we also want to achieve some kind of consistency within Europe, and then those supervisors cooperate at European level through an authority in particular called the European Securities and Markets Authority, which tries to coordinate positions so that we have what we call supervisory convergence, which means effectively that different supervisors reach similar decisions when faced with similar circumstances.
We talk about rules for the financial industry and financial products, and you also mentioned corporate reporting rules for companies. So are these different rules, and how can I find those companies that are more responsible than others? And again, how can I make sure that these companies report the truth?
So the two sets of rules are complementary, but they do have slightly different purposes. As I mentioned before, we have one piece of legislation that focuses more on the sustainability performance of financial products, and another piece of legislation that focuses more on the sustainability performance of companies themselves. They reinforce each other, because to be able to understand the sustainability performance of financial products, you need to have information about, for example, the shares in which a fund has invested. And in order to be able to achieve that, you need to have information from the companies themselves about their sustainability performance. So the two reinforce each other, but they have slightly different scopes. So we have put in place, as part of this recently agreed legislation, we require for the first time that companies audit their what we call sustainability information in a similar way, not exactly the same way, but in a similar way that they have for many years audited, have had to audit their financial information. So this is a very big innovation, because this is, I think, probably the first piece of legislation that requires this on a significant scale. So that's one way. I mentioned already the role of supervisors, so they have also to ensure that this information is accurate. From the point of view of an individual investor, of course, they can go either through their financial advisors, who can use this information when providing advice to them. For those who want to invest directly without going through financial advisors, we have also recently proposed the creation of what is essentially a European database, or at least a connection between databases in Europe that will allow investors to access all this information in a user-friendly manner and in a user-friendly format, in a digital format, so that people don't have to use paper or PDFs anymore. And that is called the European Single Access Point, which will be established by the European Securities and Markets Authority. And we hope that that will also be a useful tool to allow investors, including retail investors, if they want to access this information, to be able to assess whether the shares or products of a particular company are sustainable or meet certain sustainability objectives.
And are there any developments that you want to mention to our listeners?
Well, we focused very much on transparency so far, but we do other things too. One example would be the European Green Bond Standard, which the Commission proposed some time ago. It is not yet finally agreed, but there has been very good progress in the negotiations about that recently. The idea there is that we create a sort of gold standard that will act as a reference point for the market, so that we encourage the issuance of high-quality green bonds that can then contribute to investment in green assets. And the Commission is also, in our department in particular, is also looking at a number of other initiatives. For example, we have recently consulted about whether we need to do something about sustainability ratings. And that is now we're analyzing the outcome of that public consultation, and that may lead to some further proposals or at least policy initiatives next year, for example.
So we come to the last question, which is more related to the international landscape, as many countries in the world are taking policy initiatives in the area of sustainable finance. Are there any differences with what we do in Europe and other jurisdictions, for example?
I think there's a common move towards paying much more attention to sustainability in the financial sector, and that is something that is happening in many countries, whether in Europe, but also in the US to a certain extent and in other jurisdictions. It's true that in Europe, we have tended to, well, first of all, I think we're seen as pioneers to a certain extent, and we are a little bit at the forefront of all these developments. And one way in which that manifests itself is that we have a somewhat more comprehensive approach, I think, than some other jurisdictions. While everybody agrees that the minimum we need to do is to look at the risks, the financial risks that are created by dependencies on the environment or other sustainability factors. And that is something that is widely shared and is being worked on at an international level. And also, for example, in the US, the Securities and Exchange Commission is working on some disclosures on climate, for example, which are focused on that dimension of risks. We in Europe also think it's essential to look at impacts. So how do the activities of companies or the companies in which financial products are invested, how do those impact environment and society? This double perspective, both on risks and on impacts, is what we call double materiality. That is, to a certain extent, a little bit of a European specificity. It is not something that is fully reflected in other jurisdictions.
Thank you very much, Alain. So we talk about the work of the Commission to bring transparency to financial market and companies. We talk about the information that the financial industry has to disclose, also on financial products. We talk about the information that companies have to report. And we talk about also standards, such as the European Green Bond Standards. We also talked about the differences with what we do in Europe and other jurisdictions. I hope this was helpful for you. It certainly was for me, since now I know what I have to do and where I have to look to check how green are my finances. That's it for today. Please feel free to share this episode and all the other episodes of the EU Finance podcast, to like it and spread the word. Until next time.